Behind the Books, an up-close and personal chat with local authors, librarians, and bibliophiles. I'm your host, Jennifer LeMaster, and with me today is Kim McBride, co-author of the We Got It All Wrong series. How did you get into this type of profession? I mean, what is the story behind how you started this job?
Well, this might surprise your listeners, but I've never been interested in anything that might be considered woo. I mean, I'm a very practical kind of girl, and I viewed psychic readings kind of like entertainment, fun, and not real, like many people out there believe. But back in 2001, an old friend of mine met a woman. They'd struck up an acquaintance, and he really wanted me to meet her. Well, it turned out she teaches classes, and she invited me to attend. You know, to be honest, I really didn't realize what the class was about, but for some reason, I felt so compelled to sign up. Well, the class was taking place in Michigan, which was out of the state for me, and the teacher offered to let me carpool with her. She just made everything so effortless for me to take this class. Well, the class was scheduled on September 13th, 2001. 2 days before the class was to take place, the tragedy of 9/11 happened. And surprisingly, all the people that signed up, which were 24 people, they actually showed up. But, like most of the country, they were in shock.
How was your class able to focus on learning when our country was in a state of grieving and shock?
You know, I don't know. I think that we were just all, and I want to use that word compelled again, to be there, regardless of what happened in the world. And even though we were in shock, we were drawn together. And in hindsight, and I think that we discussed it in the class, that the universe needed us together. They needed all of our light all together in one group to say prayers, put light and healing out into the world, because the world needed it.
I'm confused. You said you were working together as a group, but a minute ago you said you didn't know what the class was about.
Oh, that. Well, I didn't know what the class was about. But when the class started, the teacher sat down and she went over all of the things you were going to learn in the class. And I know it sounds silly, but I still had no idea. So when she said, well, the class is how to develop your intuition, I was like, what? What? I think my brain exploded and alarms went off and all I wanted to jump up and run out of the room. I was overwhelmed. See, I had no interest in learning about this subject matter. Not only am I a practical girl, I am also a healthy skeptic. And the skeptic in me was triggered. But I couldn't leave. I didn't drive. I was stuck.
You were going to learn whether you wanted to or not.
I agree. I think the universe, in hindsight again, I think the universe was holding me hostage. I think they set it up so that I couldn't leave because this was my path. This was my destiny. So I stayed and I got involved in the class. But really, I to my dismay, I just couldn't do anything the rest of the people were doing. I mean, they were doing some amazing things. I mean, you know, think about it. You sit down with a complete stranger and you tell them details of their personal life. I mean, that's freakish. So by the end of the class, I still couldn't do anything. But what I was intrigued, and I wanted to know more. Now, back in 2001 when this happened, there was not a lot of information in the libraries on the subject matter. But whatever I could find, I tried to read to understand this phenomenon. Over a short period of time, I started having experiences that I could not rationalize away. In the first year, I was able to meet Tamingo, my spirit guide, and he helped me to fine-tune my innate natural psychic ability, which he says everybody has.
Do you really believe that everyone is psychic?
Well, Jennifer, you know, I don't believe it. I know it. But now you might ask me, well, how do you know for sure? Well, first, Tamingo told me so. And I trust him. You know, I used to teach classes on this very class, this How to Develop Your Intuition. And I never came across a single student I could not teach. So that's how I know. Well, I got a funny story. I even taught my ex-husband. Now, he never believed in this stuff. But one day he asked me, teach me how to do this, because he's got a little ego in him. And I was able to teach him in 5 minutes while we walked around the park with our dog. But he can give the most amazing details to people in a reading. But he's not professional, but I think he does it just to show off. And it's kind of like a part of the trick for him, I think. But he did give one amazing reading that I recall. And he gave it to this young woman, and he described her childhood home in such detail that she started to cry from remembering that home that she had seen demolished years before. So my theory is, if my ex can do this,
wow. What is a crazy start to finding a new job. I am excited to hear more about what you've done since.
To hear more from Kim, we invite you to join us for an evening with authors Hoffmeister and McBride on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Friends Used Bookstore at the Warehouse. We are centrally located in the Hartwell neighborhood at 8456 Vine Street in Cincinnati.